the June 30th wave of protests took over Egypt, so did anti-American sentiments. The opponents of ousted President Mohamed Morsi, who took to the streets, saw the Muslim Brotherhood's ruling as one backed by the American government. As the anti-Morsi protests grew bigger and the army announced that it was removing the president from his position, the carefully worded American statements regarding the situation in Egypt sounded very cautious. Washington's move angered Egyptian protesters from both the anti- and pro-Morsi camps even further. Each camp blamed the U.S. of backing the other. Islamic groups believe that America is playing a role behind the scenes in supporting the army and liberals in ousting them from power. They say the U.S. government is reluctant to cut military and financial aid to Egypt, despite an American law clearly stating that no aid is to be given to a regime that overthrows a democratically elected one.
When Mr. Morsi came, he opened relations with Tehran, he opened relations with Russia, he visited India, China, Brazil, South Africa, and this was a very big change in the foreign policies of Egypt. And this war must be stopped by the alliance of Israel and alliance of America in the region.
The American ambassador to Cairo, Ann Patterson, was the face put to the failing American policies in Egypt. Patterson was stationed in Egypt after her experience in other volatile countries, including Colombia and Pakistan, and has helped mediate between the American government and the Muslim Brotherhood. In addition, she made several statements prior to the June 30th protest that showed her failure to assess the amount of dissatisfaction with Morsi's governance, all leading to widespread anger against her during the anti-Morsi protests.
The people of Egypt have sent the U.S. a clear message, mind your own business and stop interfering in our internal affairs. I think now Obama is in a critical and embarrassing situation.
The White House has refused to characterize the events as a coup and declined to call for Morsi to be returned to power. No matter what side you are on in Egypt, everyone agrees that American policies in Egypt have failed to remain clear and supportive of the people. Many believe that the U.S. needs to keep a distance from Egyptian politics and that Egyptians will not tolerate any foreign intervention at this sensitive time in their country's history. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.